Good morning, everyone. So we just sang one of my favorite hymns. I love singing Holy, Holy, Holy. And when I sing that song, it reminds me of how great and how mighty God is and the reason that we worship God, because God is holy. But you know, that word, we say it a lot at church, but what exactly does it mean? Well, to be holy is to be set apart. To be sacred. God is different from us. We are made in the image of God, but God is still different. God is set apart. God is perfect, and we are not. We make mistakes. We choose to do wrong sometimes. We can say mean and hurtful things sometimes. God is perfect, and we are not. But even though God is perfect and we are not, God still loves us. In the book of Isaiah, in our scripture reading that we are going to read in just a moment, you will hear Isaiah's vision. And he saw God sitting on the throne. And he saw angels who sang, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." And when Isaiah saw God sitting on the throne, he fell to his knees and he said that he was ruined because he was not worthy to see the face of God. Isaiah knew that he was not perfect and that God was holy, that God was set apart. But Isaiah was not ruined in his vision. The angels put a piece of coal on his lips and cleansed him so that he could see the face of the Lord. Well, we don't see the face of the Lord when we worship, but we still recognize that God is holy, that God is worthy of our worship. And when we worship God, we are thanking God and remembering all of the good things that God has done for us. We remember all the things that God has created and all the ways that God is working in the world. And we also remember and celebrate that God promises to never leave us and God promises to help us through. So today we worship God. We remember that God is holy. And this week and for all the weeks to come, I hope that you will take time to worship God and to remember how holy God is. But that even though God is set apart, God promises to always love you. And God wants to have a relationship with you. And that is great news. Let's pray. Loving God, thank you that even though you are so holy, you still love us. Help us to see your holiness and worship you. We love you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.